Sorry. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim halalu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Anyone who has biyado these three qualities, he's mitalmidav shel Avraham. Ushlosh dvarim acherim, and if you have three others, mitalmidav shel Bilam harasha, then you are a talmid of Bilam. Okay, who? What are these? What are these qualities? Ayin tova, ruach nemucha, v'nefesh shvala. If you have any of these, you're mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. If you have the opposite, if you have an ayin ra, a ruach gvoa, or a nefesh rechava, so then you're mitalmidav shel Bilam harasha. What are these qualities that get us to be the talmidim of Avraham? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ayin tova is midas nedivus, generous, nediv lev. You see that when the three visitors came to Avram, so he quickly ran to get them great food, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down. Nefesh shvala, what does that mean? He's got a nefesh shvala. It means that he's zaka ubara. He's not misavel advar avera. Someone who has brought themselves to a place where they don't have a strong desire for avera. And we see that Rabbeinu Yonah, now we're not getting into, this is a big discussion that the Rambam has in Shmona Prakim. Who's better, the one who doesn't have a desire for sin or the one who has desire for sin and overcomes it? I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah is necessarily taking a stand in that machlokas. He's saying that if a person works on themselves and they have control, that's what I think he means. Even though he does talk here about he's not misave for a dvar avera, but we're going to interpret it to mean someone who has control over his Yetzihara. And he quotes here that Avram, very interesting perspective here on Avram, that Avram, it says, Vayera hadavar ma'od b'enei Avram al odos b'no, when Hagar and Yishmael had to be sent out of the house. So it was very upsetting to Avram that he was going to lose his son. Well, wait a second, what about his wife? What about Hagar? Wasn't he upset he was going to lose Hagar? So the interpretation here is that Hagar was a pilegish of some sort, and he didn't have a desire for her physically. He was had total control over that. So therefore, it didn't bother him that she was leaving, meaning the fact that it would be a cessation to their marital intimacy, that was not something that bothered him. What bothered him was the fact that his son would leave the house. That's nefesh shvala. And last is ruach nemucha. What's ruach nemucha? Anochi ofer ve'efer. That anova, to be humble. What's the opposite? The opposite is what we find by Bilam. Anyone who has this, you're a Talmud of Bilam. Ayin ra means that you're not generous. You want other people's things. The opposite of being generous. Not only do you not give to others, you want everyone else's things. That's what we find, that Bilam was all about the cash, right? He kept saying, I don't know, I don't think I can go against Hashem. I mean, let's see. And then when they offer more money, then he says, oh, maybe I can, and we'll see. Nefesh Ktsara means that he does not have control over his Yetzer. He's ruled by his Taiva. And indeed, Rabbeinu Yonah points out an interesting psychological ha'ara here on Bilam. What was Bilam's advice in order to get the Jews? What did he tell Balak? He suggested that we should be machshil the Jews with the Benos Moav. So where did he come up with that idea from? The reason he came up with the idea was that's because that's his weakness. If he wasn't, you know, a slave to his title, he never would have thought of that. If he was pure, he never would have thought of that as an option. And it's because he himself was osek in the Benos Moav that he thought this would be a great idea to be machshil the Jews. And last, ruach gavoa means that he's a bal gaiva. And that you see in the whole story with Bilam, that it's all about his kavod. He doesn't want to go at first. They say, okay, we all know he's a big bal gaiva, so let's send more prestigious messengers, and that will encourage him to come. So that is how Rabbeinu Yonah interprets the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah ends and says, Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu are ochlin bolam azeh, and they're nochlin bolam abba. They benefit in this world from their good midos. And this is something we've spoken about many times. The greatest bracha, if you're generous, is that you get to live a life of generosity. You get to help other people. And the greatest curse of being stingy is that you're a stingy person. We don't need punishments for midos. The midos themselves are great punishments and rewards, just the midos themselves. What kind of life it is, a person who's stingy and a person who's conceited, a person who's self-centered, what kind of life is that? You see people living their lives like that and it's so sad. So the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they're ochlin b'olam hazeh, and they're also nochlin b'olam haba. Shneamar lahanchil o'avai. Yesh. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah learns the pasuk. That Avram Avinu is called Avram O'avi. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Avram's called O'avi. So he reads the pasuk like this. Lahanchil O'avai, to give a nachala to those who I love, meaning the Talmidim of Avram, who is Nikra O'avi. And what am I going to give them? Yesh. V'yotzroseyam. I'm going to give them stuff. V'yotzroseyam amalei. And I will fill their storehouses. And this is all opposed to the Talmidim of Bilam. Bilam Arasha is Yarshin Gehenim. V'yardim l'be'er shachas. Not only... Now, it could be in this world he might enjoy himself on a certain level, but ultimately he's Yorish Gehenim, and he's Yardin Lever Shachas, he never comes out. Shenemar, Bat Elohim Toridem Lever Shachas, Anshe Damim Umirma, Lo Yechtsu Yemem, V'ani Eftach Boch. The Rambam on this Mishnah learns Ayin Tova, Ruch Nemucha, Nefesh Shvela similarly, but with slight nuances. First of all, Ayin Tova, he says, means Histapkus. This is on your page. You have the sheet, you have the parish of the Rambam here. He says, Ayin Tova, I've told you what that means many times in my parish. Ayin Tova means histapkus. You remember, I believe, all the way back in Perek Beis, right in the middle of Perek Beis, we had the Chamisha Talmidim of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of them, and he was Mona their Shevach, and I think with one of them, or he asked them, right, it's the next Mishnah, the Mishnah after that, he asked them, what is the best path that a person should take in life? So Eliezer ben Hyrcanus said, Ayin Tova. So there also, the Rambam says, Ayin Tova, histapkus. What does that mean, histapkus? It means to be happy with what you have. Sameach b'chelko. To be happy with what you have. That's what Ayin Tova means. You have a positive perspective on what you have. Nefesh shvela means you're zahir, which means that you're careful with your yitzhara. That's why I interpreted Rabbeinu Yonah that way, because I was biased by the Rambam. The Rambam says, nefesh shvela doesn't mean you don't have a desire. Rather, what it means is that you're in check. Your Yetzirah is in check. And Ruach Nemucha means that you're an Anav Yisera. You're very much an Anav. We know that the Rambam generally encourages people to take the middle path, but not with Anava. Not when it comes to Gaiva and Anava. When it comes to Gaiva and Anava, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos, you should go to an extreme. You should be extra Anav, even a Shval Ruach. So the Rambam says those are the three midos here that are outlined by Avram, by the Mishnah, that these were the midos of Avram Avinu. I'm just going to end with one very beautiful ha'ara from the Tveris Yisrael. He notes that it doesn't say mitalmidav shel Moshe. He says mitalmidav shel Avram. Why do we know in Chazal, Bilam and Moshe are often pitted one against the other, right? Lo kam b'Yisrael kimoshe. So the Chazal Darshan, that's true, lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe, but amongst the Umos Olam, there was someone who came to a similar Madrega of Nevuah. Who is that? Bilam. So why does the Mishnah pit Avram versus Bilam? It should pit Moshe versus Bilam. So in the Yachin, he says very beautifully that Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the Jewish nation. Klal Yisrael became a nation in Har Sinai, when they left Mitzrayim and in Har Sinai. Avram Avinu, though, was the forefather of much broader range of mankind. He says, you see from this Mishnah that even an Akum, even a non-Jew, can be Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu. And that's what we say, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, because this Mishnah is not just for Jews. This Mishnah is for non-Jews as well. If your non-Jewish friend or coworker says, oh, I see you're always learning Torah in your spare time, teach me something. Oh no, now you're stuck. You're not allowed to teach in Torah. We're not supposed to teach Torah Shebal Peh to Goyim. But maybe this Mishnah is okay, Lefi the Yachin. Because this Mishnah is for non-Jews as well. You want to be Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, which is Shaykh to non-Jews? So you can. How? By following the path of these Midos. And that's why he says, doesn't pick Talmidav Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to be a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what you have to do? You got to keep all the mitzvahs. You want to be a Talmud of Avram, so you have to focus on your midos development. And that's what's going to allow you to be a Talmud of Shel Avram Avinu.